A woman in Denver placed an ad, "Ugly cats, $100 each." She received over 80 calls and sold all four within days. Meanwhile, a jewelry store accidentally doubled prices on turquoise pieces that had been gathering dust for months. They sold out within a week. What's happening here? We're witnessing something most business owners miss entirely. In a world where you can't touch, taste, or test drive what you're buying, everything changes. The rules that work for selling cars don't work for selling consulting. The strategies that move products off shelves fail miserably when applied to accounting services or legal advice. Yet most of us keep trying to force-fit old models onto new realities, wondering why our marketing feels like pushing a boulder uphill. Think about the last time you bought something tangible, perhaps a jacket. You felt the fabric, checked the stitches, tried it on, examined yourself in the mirror. Now recall hiring a lawyer or choosing a consultant. You're essentially writing a check for a promise, hoping the person across the desk can deliver something you can't evaluate until it's too late to matter. This invisibility creates profound anxiety that product marketers never face. When customers can't see what they're buying, fear dominates every decision. They're not asking, "What do I want most?" but rather, "What do I fear least?" The Wethels driving through an unfamiliar town didn't choose Burger King because they craved it. They chose it to avoid the risk of food poisoning at an unknown local diner. This pattern repeats endlessly. The familiar accountant over the potentially brilliant newcomer. The established law firm over the hungry startup. We're not expressing preferences. We're managing terror. Here's an uncomfortable truth. 94% of college professors believe they teach above average. When students rated their ability to get along with others, 60% placed themselves in the top 10%. Your business suffers the same delusion. You genuinely believe your service is superior, and you're almost certainly wrong. This isn't an insult. It's human nature, and it's costing you clients. The real problem isn't that you're terrible, it's that above average now means mediocre. When McDonald's delivers spotless restrooms and perfect fries in 50 seconds for 79 cents, your excuse about choosing between quality, service, and price evaporates. Your clients aren't comparing you to other accountants, they're comparing you to the best service experience they've ever had anywhere. The solution isn't incremental improvement, it's recognizing that your industry's definition of quality might be completely disconnected from what clients actually value. Lawyers celebrate clever briefs that cost clients thousands in unnecessary billable hours. Architects win awards for buildings that are nightmares for the people working inside them. Stop letting your profession define quality and start letting your clients define it instead. That condescending salesman lost my business forever, but I never told him why. I just smiled and disappeared. Your prospects do this constantly. People won't reveal what you're doing wrong, but they'll talk behind your back. Written surveys fail because people won't admit they chose poorly. Ask, "What don't you like about our service?" and you're asking them to confess a mistake. Phone surveys work better. Invisibility creates psychological distance. The real solution? Have clients send surveys to independent third parties guaranteeing anonymity. Suddenly, your satisfied clients reveal frustrations you never imagined. Your brilliant marketing just convinced someone to call. Your receptionist answers with a bored tone. Congratulations, you wasted thousands. When marketing belongs only to the marketing department, you create enormous liabilities. One rude CFO costs thousands in lost referrals. Every employee markets your company, which is why many Japanese businesses skip marketing departments. Everyone is marketing. Your business has surprisingly few moments determining success: receptionist, business card, office appearance, brochures, presentations. What are you doing to make phenomenal impressions at every touchpoint? In service businesses, popularity matters more than competence. The likable consultant always attracts more business than the brilliant but awkward expert. Timberland boosted sales by pricing boat shoes higher than topsiders. American Express gained prestige charging $1 more than Diners Club. A jewelry store accidentally doubled turquoise prices and sold everything. Higher prices create higher perceived value. If no one complains about your price, it's too low. If everyone complains, it's too high. The sweet spot? About 15 to 20% resistance. The high-priced provider signals best quality. The low-cost provider offers acceptable quality at the lowest price. Pricing in the middle sends a weak message. We're not the best, and neither is our price. The low-cost position is a trap. Someone can always undercut you. Consider Picasso. When asked to sketch a portrait, he completed it in minutes and charged 5,000 francs. When the woman protested the brief time, he replied, "No, it took me all my life." Your pricing isn't about covering costs. It's a statement about your value and the transformation you deliver. Monograms like ADP, DMM, and ETI are forgettable. They lack spirit and humanity. Companies adopt them because of IBM's success, mistakenly believing the monogram caused success rather than the reverse. A brand is more than a symbol. It's a warranty, a promise that service will perform as expected. When clients agree to use your service, they own nothing but someone's promise. The heart of a service brand is the integrity of the company and its employees. Every demonstration of integrity either builds or diminishes brand value. A service can be faster, cheaper, and better, but still fail without client confidence that you'll keep promises and tell the truth. The world's greatest brands, Sony, Disney, Harvard, Nike, share a striking characteristic: uniqueness. They're unconfusable, with no negative associations. Your brand isn't what you say about yourself. It's the promise clients believe you'll keep when everything goes wrong. Your greatest competition isn't other companies. It's indifference. Attention is scarce, yet most service marketers focus on themselves rather than what prospects need. When given multiple items to remember, people forget the most important one. Say one thing or communicate nothing. Great communicators use stories rather than adjectives. Every well-known service suffers from stereotypes. Accountants are humorless, lawyers are greedy, doctors keep you waiting. These form prospects' first impressions. The most effective marketing doesn't claim greatness, it demonstrates it. Gimmicky headlines signal you're willing to deceive prospects. If you'll trick them now, they'll assume you'll trick them later. The friend who wouldn't tell you to your face will absolutely tell someone else. Create a system that captures those conversations, or remain blind to why you're losing business. Your clients have taken enormous risks by choosing you. They've paid for your services, tolerated your mistakes, risked their money and reputation. You cannot thank them too much. Most clients can't tell when a service is performed well, but they immediately notice failures. Products constantly reinforce satisfaction through their presence. Your car reminds you daily why you bought it. Services come and go, leaving little behind. Fixed pipes, filled teeth, insurance policies sitting in drawers don't continually remind clients of your excellent service. To create satisfied clients, stay present and never stop proving that choosing you was smart. Send updates about industry changes. Share success stories demonstrating your ongoing value. Celebrate milestones in your relationship. The moment you stop reminding clients why they chose you is when they start wondering if they made the right choice. In the invisible world of services, gratitude isn't just good manners. It's essential marketing that transforms one-time buyers into lifelong advocates.